You're listening to SBS News.
China's President Xi Jinping, the leader of the world's second largest economy, is expanding his reign, securing a third term as head of the ruling Communist Party. It means he is now the most powerful leader since Mao Zedong founded the People's Republic of China in 1949.
The new journey is a long one filled with glories and dreams. The roadmap has been drawn and the bugle has been sounded. We must forge ahead with enterprise and fortitude and endeavor to create an even brighter future.
Although it was widely expected after Xi scrapped the presidential two-term limit in 2018, the move is a break with tradition. At 69 years old, President Xi has surpassed the informal retirement age of 68. It paves the way for him to gain another five-year term as the country's president at the annual legislative session in March. Many analysts believe that President Xi's aim is to stay in power for life and continue his hardline confrontation with the West.
On the journey ahead, we shall always keep an enterprising spirit. To build a modern socialist country in all respects has been the long-cherished goal and dream of the Chinese nation. To make this happen, the Chinese people have offered sweat and toil. The CPC and our people have sought long and hard to open a Chinese path to modernization. This is a great yet enormous undertaking. The enormity of the task is what makes it great and infinitely glorious.
The ruling Communist Party has also named a seven-member standing committee, its inner circle of power. Professor Emeritus in Political Science at Hong Kong Baptist University, Jean-Pierre Severstan, says all seven appointed members of the new senior leadership team are allies of President Xi.
So it's a one-colour standing committee. They're all Xi Jinping's men. There's just one faction now dominating the party, the Xi Jinping faction. And clearly all these leaders have worked with Xi Jinping, they were promoted by Xi Jinping, and no other factions are represented in leadership.
These appointments come just days after Premier Li Keqiang, the second-in-command and advocate of major economic reform, was dropped from leadership. It solidified widely held views that President Xi wants to eliminate all rival factions within his party to cement his leadership. Speculation only grew after Xi's predecessor, 79-year-old Hu Jintao, abruptly left a meeting of the party central committee over the weekend with an aide holding his arm. The new seven-member committee all support Xi's vision of tighter control over society and China's struggling economy, which Professor Severstan says is highly problematic.
At least in the past, you have several factions fighting each other and checking on each other. So there was more pluralism within the party before than it's the case now. And the danger is when there is less pluralism, less debates, more concentration of power, the top leaders may be inclined to listen less to other people and to make mistakes.
Marco Vincenzino, a global strategy advisor, told Al Jazeera that this centralization of Chinese power will have global implications.
And it's not just about be at home, his centrality in terms of his key role abroad. Remember, within a 40-year period, China has gone to become basically the second largest economy of the world. It is the assembly line of the world, there's no doubt about that. And as he expands his power at home and expands Chinese influence overseas, he wants to create a more multipolar world with China at its center. And he's well on his way to doing so, I mean, definitely in the region, but even in different parts of the world. I mean, you look at parts of Latin America, Africa, where China has become the leading trading partner to many of these countries.
President Xi and other standing committee members appeared for the first time as a group before reporters in the Great Hall of the People, the seat of China's ceremonial legislature in Beijing. Among them is Li Qiang, the Shanghai Party Secretary, who is now in line to become Premier, the top economic official. He's been a divisive figure across China, enforcing the nation's strict zero COVID-19 policy and locking down Shanghai for 2 months earlier this year. Such strict pandemic measures now mean that China is facing significant economic fallout. It's one of the key issues that Chinese citizens like Niu Ming want addressed.
I hope there could be some changes in regard to COVID-19 control and prevention policies.
I'm not thinking just for myself. We need to smooth the flow of people so we can boost the economy.
President Xi has also made it clear that he plans to reunify Taiwan with mainland China, refusing to rule out the use of force to do so. It comes after the leading Communist Party enshrined its opposition to Taiwanese independence in its constitution over the weekend. Stefan Ost, co-author of Xi Jinping, the Most Powerful Man in the World, told Al Jazeera that should President Xi choose to invade Taiwan, it could lead to the largest economic crisis in the world.
What will happen if they would really invade Taiwan and we would have sanctions then against China and against Chinese companies, for instance, in Germany? So the talk of invading or military operations against Taiwan stop a lot of people and or other countries to cooperate and work together with China.
The world now watches on to observe how President Xi's renewed reign will affect both China's economy and the nation's place on the global stage. Here's Marco Vincenzino again.
He's basically solidified all the main instruments of power, both political, diplomatic, military. Pretty much he does not have any opposition or serious opposition or people within the party who can challenge him at this stage. And I agree. I mean, this is the third, but don't underestimate his ability to bring on potentially even a fourth term. So I think as long as he's alive, he'll be in power, as long as he wants to stay in power.
Brooke Young, SBS News.